sensing the contact point of your buttocks and legs with the chair or cushion. And your back, if you're leaning towards the chair. And finally, your hands with wherever they're resting upon. And then you might want to take a deep in-breath and a slow out-breath. And another one. Just focusing for a moment on the breathing, wherever you feel it most. In your belly, your chest, or nostrils. And whenever your mind is distracted into thinking, knowing that it's not a problem, it's normal. And you can come back at any moment to the breath. It's actually the moment that you notice that you are distracted when you are back already. And if you like, focusing now on the area of your heart and simply noticing how things are now. Is there an emotion that you can detect? Maybe there is some anxiety or nervousness. Maybe other feelings are there. Simply notice them and allowing them to be there for now. And also noticing how things are in the body. Maybe you can feel that particular emotion somewhere in the body. Could be that there are tensions, maybe even pain. And if there are difficult things, emotions and physical sensation, you could validate that in this moment by even saying inside of yourself, this is hard, or these are tough times, or this is painful. So taking a moment to acknowledge whatever is there. also the thinking. Maybe there are lots of thoughts and worries about this situation. And trying not to go into the thinking, into the story, but just seeing those thoughts come and go like clouds on the sky. Just lightly labeling them as worries, plans, anxious thoughts. And then also reminding yourself that you are not alone in this. We are all together in this. It's part of common humanity, especially now. We are all more or less facing the same fears, anxiety, suffering. So acknowledging it, that we are in this together. And also here in this group, in this virtual room, we are here supporting each other, meditating together. We are not alone. Even if we are isolated at home, we are not alone in this. And if you wish, you could now bring some kindness to yourself in this situation. And you could do that starting with a physical gesture. For example, putting your hand on your heart, or maybe even rubbing your chest. Or if you prefer, you can even put your hand somewhere on your eyes or whatever a touch would feel nice. You could even give yourself a hug as well. So any physical touch is fine if that's something you would like to do. And I'll then be offering some phrases where I invite you to explicitly send yourself some love and good wishes. May I feel safe and protected. And if you like, you can repeat these phrases in your mind or even change them or send yourself other wishes if you prefer. May I be safe and protected. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful and free from fear. May I be at ease. May I be kind to myself in these difficult times. And keep on sending yourself these wishes if you like, together with that gesture, hand on your heart or wherever it feels soothing and comforting. May I feel safe and protected. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful and free from fear. May I be kind to myself and others. And if you wish, you could extend those wishes now to your dear ones. Starting with one person that's dear to you, and noticing what arises when you do that. Maybe there's a feeling of warmth or love. Maybe you don't feel much. And also sending love and good wishes to this person or pet, if you like. May you feel safe and protected. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful and free from fear. Breathing with those wishes. Continuing to focus on your heart area. And if you like, even adding other wishes to the ones I said, or changing them altogether. May you feel safe and protected. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful and free from fear. And if you like, extending it now to a person that you don't have particular feelings for, but you might meet them in a shop regularly or in public transport. Or at the reception of your work. And just like you, this person also wants to feel safe and protected. And so extending the wishes to that person too. May you feel safe and protected. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful and free from fear. Just like you, this person is also struggling. So may you be safe and protected. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful and free from fear. And now, bringing to mind a person who's been a bit difficult for you lately. And noticing what arises as you bring that person to mind. Maybe there's some resistance, some difficult feelings, maybe. And also sending good wishes to this person, because just like you, they want to be happy and safe. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful and free from fear. I'm continuing to send these wishes, even if you don't feel any love. It's just the intention that counts. And finally, extending the circle to all of those people and also us here in this virtual room. To all of us, may we feel safe and protected. May we be healthy. May we be peaceful and free from fear. And including yourself as well in these wishes as you extend the circle further and further to friends and family and colleagues and all of us here in this virtual room, including yourself. May we feel safe and protected. May we be healthy. May we be peaceful. And free from fear. May we be kind to ourselves and others. And extending it to all living beings on this planet who are all together in this suffering in these special times. and also all the other beings, animals and plants. May we all feel safe and protected. May we be as healthy as it's possible for us. May we all be peaceful and free from fear. May we be kind to ourselves and others. And continuing to sense what arises. And if there are feelings of love and comfort or soothing, take a moment to take it in and to feel it in your body. If difficult feelings arise, keep sending yourself good wishes and love. Not washing away the difficult, but simply nourishing yourself in this way. And taking a final deep breath. And listening to my bell as I ring the end of the practice.